The purpose of a stewardship way of life is to make God first in our life. Because by putting our relationship with Jesus Christ first in our life, we are entering into the kingdom of God. And there is nothing on this earth more valuable than our faith, than our relationship with Christ. And that's exactly what today's parables are trying to teach us. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field. And when a man finds it, he buries it again, because basically the ground, burying your treasure in the ground was your bank in Jesus' days. They didn't have banks, and so to protect it, they would bury it in the ground. So when a man finds it, he buries it again, and for safekeeping, and then out of joy, the parable says, out of joy, he sells everything that he has so that he can buy that field. And then he says again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls, and when he finds one, he too sells all that he has in order to buy that pearl. And this is what happens to us when we enter fully into the kingdom of God, when we decide to follow Jesus and to obey his teachings and make his friendship our highest priority, we put ourselves under his protection and his guidance, and we are citizens of his kingdom. And as soon as we do that, our lives take on a whole new purpose, because now all of our relationships, our actions, our decisions are connected to eternal life, to a much higher purpose for our life. We're free from frustration and meaninglessness that comes from living only for passing things and successes in this life, because we have found something infinitely more valuable, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, in a sense, each one of us who's here this morning already has found this treasure of friendship with Christ and the benefits that it brings, or we wouldn't really be here at 8:30 in the morning on a beautiful summer day. But yet, Jesus tells us this parable again. And why? Because friendships are unique treasures. They really are. Not only can relationships be lost, but like the pearls of great price, but it can also grow. We can always get to know our friends better and experience more things together and enjoy each other's company more as the years go by. And if that's the case with human friendships, how much more is it the case in our friendship with God? St. Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 2, he wrote about the inexhaustibly abundant riches of Christ's grace. Christ's grace is always abundantly bestowed on us each day. All we need to do is open our hearts and follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit to accept those graces and put them into practice. It's as if it's saying that Jesus is not only one buried treasure, but a whole series of them. And Jesus has more that he wants for us, and more that he wants to show us and teach us. So, how does all of this work? Well, the farmer sold all that he had with joy in order to buy his treasure. And the merchant sold everything that he had in order to buy that pearl of great price. So what is it that each one of us has to do in order to more fully enter into a relationship, a deeper relationship with Christ? Well, love always involves what? Sacrifice. So in order to maintain and grow deeper in our relationship with Jesus, we too have to give up something. And what is that something we give up? Well, it could be all sorts of things that impedes us from putting Jesus first in our life. Maybe if it's a sinful habit or a long-time grudge or a self-centered ambition or constant worry over money. But those are the things that stand in our way. The purpose of a stewardship way of life is to put God first in our life. And whatever sacrifice it takes to do just that leaves us with rewards that last for all eternity.